Welcome back from the tea break. I'm very sure that this item won't take too long because we're just envisaging a response, particularly from National Treasury. That is the second item on the agenda and is the update by the Minister of Finance on the placement of the Public Service Commission, that is the PSC, and the Public Administration Leadership and Management Academy, that is PALAMA, for the 2011 to 2012 budget vote. Just to give a brief background, it is important just to note that this year there has been a collapse of the two institutions, that is Public Service Commission, which is a Chapter 10 institution. There was a collapse of their budget vote into the department. PALAMA also, as an institution that always had a standalone vote, had been collapsed into the department on this one. We are just going to get a response in terms of issues that relate to this matter and handling them moving forward. I know there are some processes that have been started as well on the other leg of the independent institutions, where the Chapter 9, the Chapter 10, that is Public Service Commissioner, and related institutions that are independent had been focused in details, whereby an engagement with the presiding officers has taken place, because when they look at the independent institution, they therefore look at them in totality in relation to all the reports that had been submitted here in Parliament. We can make an example of the Taylor-Esmail report, not as the only report that came to the attention of Parliament. There are many other reports that came. There had been a bringing together and a collaboration of all those reports to look into the recommendations. And as we currently talk at this point in time, despite the issue of just the vote collapse into the department, there had been also looking into the issues that related to the submissions by various reports on the independent institutions, Chapter 9, and all the related institutions. So as a matter of fact, as much as that process is already on, it became very critical when there is this joint committee to actually discuss on the item that is outlined on number 2 as an update by the minister. I know that there are representatives that will be able to take us on board. We will move along with the response that will come along. There was no presentation that had been sent prior, and an indication had been made that they would like to respond verbally, and I'm sure would allow that.
Thank you, Chair. Indeed, we do not have any pictures to show, and the input would be very brief. That we have moved from the rationale that institutions that are funded from one ministry should be part of one vote, especially where the budgets of the institutions are not big enough to justify a separate vote. I think that we have learned from the justice vote, where the Human Rights Commission report is carried on the vote of the Department of Justice. The MPA is carried on the budget of the Department of Justice. It's the same with the Independent Electoral Commission, which is also an independent institution. It's carried on the budget of the Department of Home Affairs. We have had this anomaly in the ministry, used broadly defined rather than any other way, of public service and administration, where we historically had three votes, and the votes didn't make sense. I mean, just to give an indication that in the fiscal year that has just ended, even after putting the Public Service Commission and PALAMA on the same budget vote as the Public Service Administration, the total vote is 682 million rand. So we felt this need to consolidate into a vote, and the PALAMA will then be covered under Program 5. They are funded from Program 5 of Vote Number 11, being Public Service and Administration, and the Public Service Commission is funded under Program 6 of the same vote, under the Program Governance for Public Service and Administration. I think given the experience from the other two votes, being Justice and Home Affairs, we do not think that the independence of an institution like the Public Service Commission would be compromised, because the Public Service Act will continue to apply, the Public Finance Management Act will continue to apply. And so, as I stated, the rationale here is to have the institutions being under one vote, under one minister. The policy direction here is still coming from the Minister of Public Service and Administration, and that is where it makes sense to have this thing as a one vote.
Okay. I will take areas of discussion, questions from members. Starting with Honorable Dreyer, followed by Honorable Williams. I'll take other hands if you could.
Madam Chair, yes, I listened very carefully what the DG is saying and understand what Mr. Ganyahu is saying. For Palama, I can accept the argument because Palama is an entity of the Department of Public Service and Administration, and they report to them. They report ultimately to the minister. The minister is politically responsible. The buck stops with him for Palama, like also with CETA and the other entities. But the difference between Palama and the Public Service Commission is quite vital, and there's a huge difference in principle. The Public Service Commission is not appointed by the minister, and they don't report to the minister. They're actually appointed by Parliament, and they report to Parliament. Like, although they're not a Chapter 9, they're Chapter 10, but like the other Chapter 9 institutions. Now you say, okay, the policy still stands and they've still got the constitutional guarantees, but it's in practice also he who pays the piper calls the tune. And in effect, they can be smothered or they can be, short-circuited if they don't get sufficient funds. They already struggle to do everything they expect to do with a small budget that they do receive. So I think it's very important that they not only retain their independence, but they must be seen to retain their independence. And if we're moving in any direction, we must move in the direction giving them more independence rather than less. And I think allocating a budget specially to them, where they alone are responsible for the spending of that money to Parliament and not to a minister, not to a specific political head, that would be a further strengthening of this independent role.
Honourable Liang.
My input is very similar to the previous speaker. I think that I'd like to know why you think that the public service will have some independence. I mean, if they don't have the separate vote, because it's pretty much very dodgy. Because fundamentally, like the previous speaker said, the people that are paying them can slowly reduce that amount of money, can put pressure on them. And they cannot be the referees, but paid for by one of the players. You know, it's a bit unusual and actually wrong. Thank you.
Hello, Chair. I'm covered by the previous speakers, because mine was on the obligations of the Public Service Commission, when now it has to maybe account to one of its customers. The question of its of its integrity, independence. Maybe the public service commission itself has actually maybe debated for or against this. What is the view of the Tivanians when they were engaged? What was the feeling?
Okay, and maybe before your response, particularly on the Public Service Commission, I'm sure you can see that's the direction that most of us are taking. I thought it's important for me to also read the clause, because it is an independent body. Of course, by those that are Chapter 9, it is a Chapter 10 institution in terms of its establishment in the Constitution. I just want to read one clause, that is clause 196 of the Public Service Commission, point 36. Other organs of the state, through legislative and other measures, must assist and protect the Commission to ensure the independence, impartiality, dignity and effectiveness of the Commission. No person or organ of state may interfere with the functioning of the Commission. While you're responding, I just thought maybe we should note that as well. And as you can see, largely our concern would be on the independent body that does not necessarily account to the department.
Thank you, Jay. In a way, after you have read that clause, I took even more comfort because it said that they are protected in the Constitution. So there is nothing that we could do, either in the changing of votes or in the changing of any law that will trump on their independence. And maybe that's how to put committee members at ease, to say that the Appropriations Act specifically and exclusively allocates money to votes and to programs. So once that money is allocated, it doesn't, the Minister of Public Service and Administration can't go and cut on their budget because it's all allocated from the Treasury and specifically appropriated by, specifically appropriated for that particular institution, and it cannot be taken off. So I'm saying here it's also the issue of consistency. As mentioned, the Human Rights Commission, I've mentioned the Independent Electoral Commission. I can go on and mention the Financial and Fiscal Commission, which is carried on the vote of the National Treasury. So the anonymous situation was really only in this particular. There isn't another Chapter 9 or Chapter 10 institution that is coming to vote. I mean, they are all carried on the basis of a vote where you have got the political oversight of a minister or something like that. So, but I mean, I hear the concerns about the independence of the Commission. I'm saying that there are sufficient checks and balances both in the Constitution and in the appropriations that actually protect their independence. That would be my question.
Honorable Bigani, is there any other Honorable Ramatakani?
Chair, I think this doesn't need an argument. Instead, it needs a way forward as to say, this is what we are saying as members, that we feel that the Public Service Commission is not appropriately placed in this instance. It needs to be reviewed. The whole process needs to be reviewed. And that does include Treasury to actually look into the processes if they were correct. If you can admit that the others are not included, similar organs of state are not included, as he's saying, then why then the exception to this one? Because we'll still remain asking question after question as to why this one. Yes, we can hear that their independence is still protected, but the fact that the budget has been incorporated into the said vote is actually bringing up the actual challenges as to their independence. So I think it needs us, for Treasury for that matter, to go back and just indicate to us how best we can get the situation corrected.
Honorable Ramasakan.
As you covered, I was going to say, Chair, that I understood the DG to have used the criteria of the budget of the department, of the that particular department being 622 million, and almost justifying the argument by the number, by the vote itself, and the vote that must not necessarily make its case for this to be independent. I don't think that necessarily it's the 622 million that we are debating. The issue that we are debating is the principle of a standalone, which I think we have debated at length as a committee, even during the budget, leading to the budget, during the budget debate. Everybody agreed that this is the way to go. So I think the process that we need to be embarking upon is the process of how we're going to get to this objective, to this already resolution that has been taken. Now, I the difficulty is we're going to argue about it. And I don't think that's where we need to go. Where we need to go is in terms of the in terms of the Constitution 196.3, I think we must be seen to be projecting that independency of the Public Service Commission. And I think it doesn't necessarily going to have a major crisis. I don't think there is anything that the DG there is suggesting to be a major crisis if it stands alone. I think it will assist in to be seen also to be independent in terms of where it's positioned in terms of the budget. Well, the budget is small, yes, but I don't necessarily think we should use the budget as a barometer to measure whether this has to be independent or not. Thanks.
Okay. In order for us not to prolong this matter, I'm sure we need to resolve to the discussions and the progress that the committee eventually came into to indicate that the budget vote of the Public Service Commissioner in particular, while it was a standalone, it wasn't a good model because it was still presented by the minister to Parliament. The current situation where it's collapsed to the department, it's still not a good situation. And as a matter of principle, what we have resorted and the process that has been started by the presiding officers in terms of reviewing the independent institutions is the one that will actually take us forward because it considers all matters and then it's therefore maybe a way forward of projecting the independence of those institutions. I think if we agree that we conclude that way, I'm sure we can then say the matter will be left at that level. Honourable members, I think we just have a small administrative matter where in the last meeting there was a joint minutes of the past meeting which Public Safety and Administration has then approved the minutes. We will just remain finance to therefore go through those minutes. We'll have these others as well. But also if we have other joint meetings, we'll just look into them. But I really want to thank everyone for being present, and the meeting will be adjourned. My apologies, I'm not used to joint facilitation. We do have Honourable Mafumadi, Comrade Taba, who is the co-chair with me, who will actually do the last part.
No, there's no last part except to say you have worked with me for so many years, and you said mutilate my family. I am not a Mafumadi. I am a Mufamadi. Thank you very much.